These are a set of six specific recommendations that our administration is making today as part of this amendatory veto. We are calling on the General Assembly to act quickly on our veto and our recommendations. But this is just an initial set. We applaud the work of our bipartisan public safety working group. They are continuing to evaluate additional actions.
Yeah. So Governor Rauner is in a strange place in Illinois. He needs the support of the people who supported Jeannie Ives in the primary, who are common sense conservatives, but he lives in a state of confusion, the state of Illinois, where they people that live in places like Deerfield think gun confiscation is okay. And he's trying to play a dangerous balancing act with your Second Amendment rights. Can I just tell you that? So this is what he wants to do in the state of Illinois, which is probably mild compared to the gun policies of J.B. Pritzker, who's likely the next governor of the state of Illinois, frighteningly. So he unveiled his comprehensive safety plan. When you hear the word comprehensive attached to anything, run. Because the liberals have been involved. He does a couple of things in here that are just ridiculous because he's going to ban bump stocks. Well, the bump stocks are going to be banned federally, so that's not like that's a big deal. He wants to authorize restraining orders to disarm dangerous individuals. Don't we already do that? Seriously. He wants to make judges and prosecutors more accountable by making them explain on the record why charges were reduced in plea agreements for violent offenders in gun cases. But here's the big one. He wants to extend the waiting period for the delivery of all gun purchases in Illinois to 72 hours. Does that reduce a single violent act in the city of Chicago? No. This is why you can't have nice things. This is why you can't have people like Bruce Rauner in charge, because he's adopting the liberal think. Liberal think says, if it makes us feel good, let's do it. Whether it's effective or not is irrelevant. All this does is affect law-abiding citizens with valid firearms owner ID cards in the state of Illinois from being able to obtain firearms in a timely manner, because the criminals don't follow the law, Governor. This is not affecting your crime problem in Chicago.